This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I don't know if crazy things are happening in your day today. They are in mine, but you know what? He's still in control. The Lord Jesus is still in control. And we need to allow him to be Lord. Lord of all the craziness. Oh, yes, crazy. You see, when God wants to do something, the enemy strikes his feet in the dust so that we get not disappointed, but we get disrupted. We forget what's happening. Oh, yes. You see, the enemy hates Jesus. That's just the way it is. And we who proclaim the word of Jesus, he wants to stop us. But I'm going to tell you, there's no stopping the word of God. As a matter of fact, because he's trying to do stuff, it's going to be more powerful today. That's what God tells us. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. Hallelujah. I'm reading from 1 Corinthians 3:16. Do you not know that you are God's temple and that God's Spirit dwells within you? I want you to touch your heart right now. God's Spirit dwells within you. The Holy Ghost dwells within you if you're a believer. The power of God dwells within you. The one who spoke the world into existence dwells within you. The one who is and was and will be always dwells within you. The one who loves you like no other person can love you, dwells within you. The one who has plans for your life, oh yes, even you, he loves you. I tell you, we need a new outpouring of the love of Jesus, of the love of Christ. We need a new outpouring of God loving us just because he's God. Not doing anything with that love, but surrendering to it. Oh, surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. This is real stuff. This is real stuff. Surrender to God, and he will do everything for you. You see, the Lord knows that he has his hand on your pulse, and he knows how to do things to you, with you, and through you. But you have to give him permission. No permission given, he doesn't do things to you, with you, and through you. You've got to give him permission. Oh, Jesus, I give you permission to work in my life. I give you permission to work through my life. I give you permission to work in the darkness that I've experienced in my life. I give you to experience the light. You can have it in that and work through the light that I've experienced in my life. Oh, yes, do you not know that you're God's temple and that God dwells within you? Last night, we had a great dwelling of the Lord Jesus Christ, of the Holy Spirit, and of the Father. What was that great dwelling? Oh, yes, yes, yes. A mother and father sat at my table for dinner, and they brought their infant child. That infant child is filled with the Holy Spirit. She was baptized. The Blessed Trinity lives in that innocent, beautiful child. Oh, I was thanking God, looking into this child's heart, saying, I love you, Jesus. Oh, I couldn't be any closer to you. She is in you, and you are in her. She never did anything wrong. You dwell within her Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. At her baptism, you came to dwell within her. Oh, thank you, Father, that you dwell in this baby. Thank you, Father, that you dwell in this child. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the world. I'm going to tell you, some people give too much attention to the devil. Too much! Other people give no attention to the devil. Not enough. We want to be in the middle. We want to know that God is in control, that Jesus Christ is over the enemy of our soul, that he steps on the enemy of our soul. We want to let people know that the enemy is only a creature. Oh, Satan is a creature. God, our Lord Jesus, the Holy Ghost, eternal. Oh, they are not creatures. They are eternal. Eternal God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. So you are being bothered by someone who's not eternal. Satan is not eternal. Never was and never will be. Oh, that's what he wanted, to be eternal. No, he's been defeated by the blood of the Lamb. Don't give him any attention. He's been defeated in your life by the blood of the Lamb. Wow, how do I respond to that? That the enemy of my soul is defeated through the blood of Jesus. How do I respond to that? Lord Jesus Christ, I give you my life. Lord Jesus Christ, I surrender. Lord Jesus Christ, you are all in all in me. Do whatever you want. You see, people who pray prayers like that, God does whatever he wants. A lot of people won't pray those prayers. You know why? They want to tell God what to do. Oh, no. I don't want to tell God what to do. You know why? Because he has greater plans than I do. He has plans that are eternal. My plans aren't. But you know what I've got to do? I've got to give over my plans so that his plan will work out in me, to me, and through me. And that means we've got to die to ourselves. You see, my plans... When I was at Salem State, my plans was to teach elementary school and eventually go into the seminary. That was my plans. Well, I began to teach after graduation. I taught 5 years. After the fifth year, I decided to resign. My sixth year, I had nothing to do. Oh, it was a terrible, painful sixth year. But I knew God called me out of teaching. I knew that. I knew that in my knower. My body knew that. My parents thought I was nuts, giving up a good job to do nothing. But God was in the works. I tell you, God was in the works. I didn't feel it. But one day I was called to preach as a layperson at a parish about the Holy Eucharist. And so I went. And I preached my heart out about the power of the body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, true God and true man, that we receive at the altar at Mass. Oh, I preached my heart out. Oh, maybe that one person would fall in love with the Eucharistic Lord. After I finished, there was a man there who was blind. And he said to me, "Tom, would you drive me home?" So I said to him, "Of course." He said, "I can't see, but I know how to get home from church. Just follow my directions." And he did. I followed his directions. Before he left the automobile, he said to me, "Tom, the Lord is calling you to be a priest, and you're saying no. I know he's calling you to be a priest, because he called me to be a priest, and I said no. I said no. I was wrong. He's doing the same thing to you. He's calling you to be a priest, and you are not saying yes." With that, he left. And that night, that day, I went home. It was Sunday. I never ate pasta so fast. I never ate so much pasta of what this man told me, that God was calling me to be a priest. I know that I knew it, but I was rejecting it. I was rejecting it. And here it is, a man who's blind telling me, God is calling you to be a priest, and you're saying no. So what happened? The next school year I went to the seminary. I made applications. I prayed, "Lord God, if this is what you want, I surrender to it. And if it's not what you want, don't let me even start there." But you know what? I started there. I finished there. And I was ordained a priest of Jesus Christ by the grace of the living God. Let me tell you this. Oh, God's plans are better than mine. God's plans are more powerful than mine. God's plans are great and awesome for you and for me. But we need to accept them. We need to put our life in the plans that God has for us. We need to do that. And it's awesome when one gives his life or her life to the Lord Jesus Christ and his plans for them. Miracles happen. Miracles happen. Are you giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today? You might be at a dead-end street emotionally, but are you giving your life to the Lord Jesus Christ today? If not, you better change or not listen to this radio station anymore. Don't play around with God. God's got you on a hook, and he's looking for surrender from you. God's got you on a hook, and he's looking for a surrender from you. Oh, yes, so many of you try to escape that surrender. Oh, many of you try to do great and awesome works of charity to deny what God has for you. I tell you, God has a plan for your life, and he wants to allow that plan to become real in you. And let me tell you this, that plan that God has for your life has a life of its own, because it's the Lord Jesus who is that plan. It's the Lord Jesus who is that plan and who directs us to where he wants us to be. For me, it was the seminary. I finally said yes. And I told, okay, yes, I'm not sure this is it, but I'm saying yes, at least for this year at the seminary. Well, what happened at the end of the year? I remember I was at the Mass General Hospital, the road that leads there. And at that moment, it was the end of a school year. The Lord was saying, "What are you going to do next year?" And I said to him, "Lord Jesus, I'm going to surrender to being a student at the seminary for another year. Not a word did I hear from God. Not a word, but I knew it was God's will. And so I went back the second year. Each year, I made a decision not to only go back to the seminary, but that going back would lead me to be a priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. And so what did I do? I decided, yes, the will of God for me was to be a priest of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, the priest offers prayers for his people. The priest speaks the word of God for his people. The priest prays for God's people in his own heart and in his own life. Yes, I will be a ministerial priest. You see, we all became priests at baptism. But the priesthood that I said yes to is called the ministerial priesthood. The one that a man of God becomes to proclaim the word of God. I said yes. And I'm going to tell you, it was difficult because I had experienced the Holy Ghost. I had experienced the power of the resurrection. I had experienced Pentecost. And I'm going into a place, will they accept me? That was the issue. Because I'm not going to hide under a bushel basket what God has done for me. I'm not going to flaunt it, but I'm not going to hide. And I'll go there, and I'll become what he wants me to become. If it's a priest, each year I'll make the decision by God's grace. And of course, that was his way for me. And each year I made that decision. And you know what? I never regretted it. Never, never, never. Oh, sometimes it's been very difficult. It's been very difficult, as any life sometimes is difficult. But I know that I know it was God's plan for me. I know that I know that that's what he had for my life, to be a ministerial priest in the Catholic Church, the Church of the Lord Jesus Christ. I said yes, but let me also tell you this. I say yes every day. It's not only then. I say yes today for what God has for me, for what God has through me, for what God has in me. I say yes today. And tomorrow, I, by God's grace, will say yes again to what God has for me, to what God wants for me. I'll say yes again by the grace of God. So my question to you, are you saying yes to Jesus? Or are you running away? No, yes, running away. Well, you know what? I found out when I was running away, when I got to the place that I was running to, he was there also. He was there also. So no need to run away. Because if you run away and reach another place, you'll find him there. When God has you in his heart to be what he wants you to be, nothing can change that. Nothing. And he has eyes for you. Remember that song? I only have eyes for you. That's Jesus singing to you. I only have eyes for you. Eyes of compassion. Eyes of mercy. Eyes of forgiveness. Eyes of power. I only have eyes for you. Now I ask you, will you only have eyes for me? Will you only have eyes for me? That's what the Lord asks. I have only eyes for you, but will you only have eyes for me? That's up to each one of you. Oh, I know there are some that want to play the game. Half one foot in the heavenlies and the second foot in the world. Oh, no. You've got to make a decision. It's either the world or the Lord. You've got to make a decision. It's time not to fool around with what God wants for you. It's time to whisper yes. I'll do anything you ask. Just lead me by your Holy Spirit. I don't know what God has for you, but I do know this. He has eyes for you, and he has plans for your life. And those plans are great and awesome. And in those plans, I'm going to tell you one part of those plans. It's to lead people to Jesus Christ through you. That's one part of the plans that God has for you, to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. You say, I'm not an evangelist, but are you a Christian? If you're a Christian, if you're a Catholic Christian, you're called to lead people to the Lord Jesus Christ. I was 21 years old when the baptism of the Holy Spirit became my life. I was baptized in the power of the Holy Spirit. And what do you think I started to do? I started to proclaim the Word of God. Oh, yes. I had a place to do it too. And hundreds of people were coming to that place. It was the Senecal in Brighton, Mass. The prayer meeting was on Wednesday night. Hundreds would come. And I had the privilege of proclaiming the cross, death, and resurrection of Jesus. I had the privilege of proclaiming the glory of the Holy Ghost, that he wanted to come into each person, and that each person needed to be baptized in the Holy Spirit. I did it. It was wonderful. I saw conversions. I saw healings. I saw blessings. I saw mighty works of God. So you got to remember, here I am, a layperson, preaching the Word of God. People coming, hearing God's Word. Their lives get changed, not because of me, but because of the Holy Ghost. What do I want to do with my life? You see, I couldn't say, I want to be a priest so I can proclaim the Word of God. No, because I was proclaiming the Word of God. Where was I left? I want to be a priest because I believe that's your will for me. And here I am. I come to do your will. Whether it's your will or not, let me know while I'm there. I'll have 5 years to decide. If it's your will, yes, Lord. If it's your will not to be there, yes, Lord, show me. Show me. And each year I would say to God, I'm coming back. And he never said no. I remember the second year I was making a decision. I'll tell you what it was. It was in the little tunnel across from the Mass General Hospital. And I said to the Lord Jesus about going back, coming back to the seminary in that little tunnel. I'm coming back in the name of Jesus. And I kept on saying that until I was ordained. God has a plan for you. And he wants to let you know what that plan is. But this is what you need to do. You need to step out in faith. What did I need to do about the plan to be a priest? I needed to get an application. I needed to do that and fill it out at least. God has a plan for you. What do you need to do to fulfill that plan? I don't know what it is, but there's one thing that you need to do. And as you need to do it, God will unroll his holy plan for your life. God is wonderful. He's the one that plans our lives. I want his plans for me. My plans for myself are boring. God's plans for me are exciting. Things happen that I never could make happen because I want God's plans for me, not my own plans. Things happen that are supernatural. I want God's plans for me. And I ask you this question, what about you? What about you? Whose plans do you want? God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. In Season and Out of Season.